Gettle is the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
Coast to coast, nonstop action. This is the premier source for National Hockey League news. Scores, highlights, and the Anaheim Ducks. It's time to light the lamp with Alexis Downey.
Welcome back to Light the Lamp. We're here for episode number 2 of the week. Just like last week, except last week we had a pretty special announcement with the new captain, Radko Gudas. So we actually had 3 Light the Lamps last week. Only 2 that I know of to this point in the week. So moving along with the preseason, the Ducks took the ice for the first time on Tuesday night up in San Jose and came away with a 4-3 victory. Now, when you look at the lineup, there's probably a lot of names that you might not recognize. Just for Ducks fans that watch the team on a regular basis, a lot of young faces in the lineup and new guys. Well, they got it done on Tuesday. 4 goals in the second period solidified the Ducks' win, and some great goaltending in that game. I listened to it. Steven Emmer on the call for that one up in San Jose. They have the call for every preseason game on DuckStream. As always, your home for everything you need to know about the Ducks. It's okay to pump our tires a little bit here sometimes. The next preseason game is tonight, as I'm recording this on this Thursday evening, taking on the Sharks once again, but this time it's at Honda Center, back home. I went into Honda Center a couple days ago because I wanted to see the new logo on the ice. Woo, it is fresh. It looks so good. I can't wait for fans to see it. They're going to be coming to the games this season. Just really excited for the year, and I'm getting more of that excitement the closer we get to October. So let's get to the part now that I'm sure you came to this episode for. The player interviews from Media Day. Today, I'm bringing you Alex Killorn, Cutter Gauthier, and Jansen Harkins. Now, Killer had a big summer. He got married up in Napa Valley, a beautiful place for a wedding. And you'll get to hear all about it. Some of the faces that he trained with also over the summer when he was back home in Tampa. And then Cutter Gauthier, he is someone that I have had the pleasure of getting to know in a short amount of time that he's been with the Ducks, but so much anticipation around him this season. I thought it would be perfect to pair him with Alex Killorn as a part of this episode too, because they have been skating together in training camp, and he did make his debut on that line with Leo Carlson and Killer. But yeah, Cutter had a really nice summer just getting ready for his first NHL season. Obviously, he'll note, got to make the team. Don't think that's something he's going to have to worry about from what we've seen out of him so far. And last but not least, as I've been saying, newcomer Jansen Harkins. He was someone that really surprised me. He's a lot of fun to chat with. And someone that loves to be outdoors, he likes to enjoy the lifestyle that I think is going to be fitting for him here in SoCal. Got to know a bit about him and a really fun nugget about his father. So make sure to tune in for that towards the end of this episode. But let's get started now with Alex Killorn. We're joined now by Alex Killorn. Killer, great to see you. I want to start off, we were just talking about it. Fans Joy fan.
Yeah. I do love Ventura.
But no concert. We both lost out on the concert on Sunday. Yeah. It was canceled.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to it. Me and my wife were going to go check him out. I've never seen him live, and we, like, listen to him all the time, especially, like, you know, when we're cooking for dinner and stuff. Mm. So just really good vibes. It's too bad the show got canceled. Jeez.
Take some water.
I'm choked up by Vance Joy. It really hit me hard.
I was too. All good. You just said your wife. I mean, congratulations. Yeah. Your wedding was this summer in Napa.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be married, and how was the wedding?
It was great. Well, it's kind of weird at first, you know, the first couple times you call her your wife, just because it was weird calling her my fiance, and now it's weird calling her my wife, but it's great. The wedding was awesome. We did it in Napa Valley in California, even though we spent a lot of our time in Florida in the summer. We thought it was going to be cooler than Florida, and it was just as hot. So that was great. But no, it was a great time, and awesome to do it in Napa Valley. It's going to be a place that we can always go back to and enjoy now and remember those memories.
I was going to ask, did it have significance? Did you pick
No.
Just the beautiful scenery?
No significance at all. Who would have thought a girl from Florida would pick Napa Valley? But we didn't want to do it in Florida just because mm-hmm. it was going to be so hot. And the fact that we had kind of moved our lives to California, it made some kind of sense. And for a lot of our friends, it was nice for them because they kind of wanted a vacation. And it was nice for us to pick Napa Valley, where a lot of people enjoyed like a week out there where they could kind of really have some wine and have some good times.
You had the whole crew, I'm sure, get together for that. What was it like seeing some of your old teammates, friends, family?
Yeah, it was great. It's kind of, you know, not often are you going to be able to celebrate a moment like that with people that you've had in your life. So different moments, you know, childhood friends or people that you've played with in the NHL. It's just cool to get everyone together. And they did such a great job, you know, hanging out and being friendly with everyone. And the fact that it was a destination wedding, people came there early and they got to know each other, even people that they didn't know. So by the time the wedding happened, everyone was pretty familiar with each other.
Was there a moment that stood out from the night? One of your favorite moments?
I don't know that we had some disco dancers at one point at the end of the night. And they were great. They kind of stood out. So, but no, I don't know. It was just, everything was great.
Yeah. We were also talking about it before we jumped into this interview, but you were in Italy for a wedding, but also your honeymoon. Yeah. How was that?
It was great. It was my first time going to Italy with the wife. So we had a wedding we had to go to. So we decided to do a little honeymoon in Portofino for a couple of days before the wedding. And then the wedding was in Lake Como. Beautiful time, good food. Like, you know, it is as advertised. The
big
food
pasta,
is good.
Pasta.
Pasta's great. wine's great. It was just a great kind of week before we get into training camp and stuff to relax. Because it was summer, you know, you want to train and get ready for the season. So to have that right before training camp was great.
Did you spend most of your summer then in Florida?
Yeah.
What was your training like throughout that?
So it was a lot more skating this summer than I usually do. I think as you get older, you kind of know what you are in the gym and you want to get stronger, but a lot of it is just getting better as a hockey player, which I don't think I focused on enough when I was younger, and I've kind of figured out ways to get better on the ice. It's kind of tough to skate when you're two or three guys, but once you mm-hmm. get older, you figure out certain things to do and certain skills to work at. So we did a lot of that with, you know, there's not a ton of guys that skate in Tampa, but there's enough. So it was great. We have the ice whenever we want. It was nice.
Who were some of those guys you skated with?
Kucherov is there. Stamkos is there. Vasilevsky, Nick Paul, Sorelli, Hagel, a lot of McDonough. I'm trying to think of guys that don't play for Tampa, but
it makes sense though. I mean, being in the area,
exactly.
They're all there.
Yeah,
is it special for you? I mean, just to reunite with them in the off season and catch up on things and see where their lives are at.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, I'm pretty close with all those guys. It's nice to see. To see them. I know with Stammer, he was kind of going through a similar situation that I went through the year before. So it's nice to kind of be there and, you know, offer any kind of advice. But just to see those guys and you know, it's a similar locker room feel even in the summertime when you're trying to get better and train.
You talk about that situation, Steven Stamkos now going to Nashville. What do you think about that? I mean, it's certainly a change up.
No, I think it's great for him. I think it's always scary when you're in a place for as long as you have been to go somewhere different where it's mm-hmm. unknown. You know, the coaching staff's different. The players are different. I think with him, he's such a veteran. He's such a good player that he's going to fit right in. And I think that GM has done a good job of putting players and pieces into place that they're going to do well. So I'm excited for him. And even just in a career, you know, it's great to be in one place for your whole career. It's cool. Not a lot of the guys can say that, but it's a cool experience to experience something different and new. And I think he's going to appreciate that he did make that decision.
For you now going into season number two in Anaheim, do you feel a little bit more settled here and more comfortable?
For sure. I mean, like I said, with Stammer, we had similar, you know, things that were happening. With me, it took me a little while to get kind of get settled just because, you know, there was so much that was going on, and I was injured a lot to start the year. And it's always tough to start that way when you're on a new team. I think as the season ended, I really kind of felt good and confident about my game, and I'm hoping I could bring that into the start of the season.
You talk about those injuries. Did that change any of your off-season training and your strength and conditioning?
Not a ton. The finger that was broken didn't affect me at all. The knee that I got surgery on, obviously you want to be careful that you're not doing anything in the summer that's going to re-aggravate it. And, you know, as I've gotten older, I've kind of figured out what to stay away from in the gym. And as you get older, you just kind of have to. But nothing crazy.
Looking ahead to training camp right around the corner, seeing all the guys back in the locker room, how has it been in the short amount of time that you've been back seeing everyone?
It's great. It's always good to see the guys. It's a great locker room. It's a lot of fun. Every day is fun to come in and just kind of hang out with the guys. We have a couple new faces, not a ton of new faces, but especially with some of the younger guys, I think, that are going to make the jump this year. It's just nice to see everyone together. And at the beginning of the year, there's always so much energy and positive energy in a locker room. You know, you've had 4 months to kind of, you know, sit around and figure out, you know, how to get ready for the season. So now that it's here, I think everyone's kind of chomping at the bit.
Talking about those younger guys, you got to play alongside Leo Carlson quite a bit last year. Also, Cutter Gauthier in his debut. What did you see out of them that you're looking forward to in this coming year, potentially, you know, playing alongside them again?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if we can go through both of them, I think with Leo, it's just the raw talent is so undeniable with him, and his, like I said, his ceiling, who knows where his ceiling is. He's got that much talent, and we saw, you know, some glimpses of that last year. Obviously he didn't play the entire season, but it seems like this summer he's done a lot in the weight room to get stronger, and I'm looking forward to seeing how well he plays this year, because like I said, his ceiling is so high. Could be, you know, a superstar in this league. Judging off players I've played with in the past, he is that good. Cutter, I only played with him one game. Going off his, you know, his college stats, it's super impressive that he was able to score that many goals in college. That doesn't happen often. I played in college, and I didn't know anyone that was even close to those numbers. In his first game, you could tell that he's going to be a good player in this league. It's obviously early for him, but, you know, definitely optimistic with what I saw in that one game.
Killer, your birthday is on Saturday. Any plans for it? You looking forward to it?
No, no plans. As you get older, you just kind of, hopefully people forget about it. But no, me and the wife, as I say
there
now.
There it is, yep.
Me and the wife. I think we'll just do a nice little dinner and go to one of our favorite spots in Newport Beach. It's not picked yet, but there's a couple spots. Just kind of go, and we got the testing tomorrow, so we got the body fat and everything out of the way. So I think I could let loose a little bit, maybe grab a cheeseburger or something. Because, you know, in the summer, you're trying to watch everything because you're getting ready for this testing and everything. But now that those tests will be over, maybe just let loose a little bit for a day.
It's funny because I just had Troy here, and he was
saying
he had some birthday cake yesterday for his birthday yesterday. So
it was his birthday yesterday. Zelly, too.
Yep. 21.
I didn't realize. Yeah, 21.
You mentioned a couple of your favorite spots in Newport. Do you have a favorite place that you like to visit? Restaurant-wise?
There's a couple. I mean, there's a place called A's, which is a cool spot, like kind of old-school vibes. There's Troy was talking about Javier's, which is like a high-end Mexican place. Yep. It's, you know, good vibe. They kind of did some renovation, so it'd be nice to see that. But in Corona Del Mar, where I live, there's like a little sushi spot called Soda I like. Bandera is walkable. Five Crowns. There's like some spots close to where I live that I like to check out.
I love that you've gotten acquainted to Orange County and everything that there is to offer here. But Killer, great to have you back. Thanks so much for joining us. Looking forward to the season.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.
We're joined now on Duck Stream by Cutter Gauthier. Cutter, great to see you again. It's been a little bit of time. I saw you at Dev Camp, but how was the rest of your summer?
Thank you. It's great to see you as well. It was good. Just laying low, hanging out with the family, just soaking up all the extra months that I had there with them.
Getting a little bit of college football in before you came back, too.
Watched Michigan football play. Crazy fans. Had a great experience. It was cool.
You know, I have to tell you, Boston College is playing Michigan State coming up here in a few weekends.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
little rivalry there.
Yeah, Boston College had a great win over
they
FSU.
Did.
And,
they did.
You know, Bill O'Brien, head coach over there, has turned things around, so it's great to see.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about your summer. I know the end of it just now, you were recently at the rookie showcase. How was that? And you were with Olin?
Yeah, it was great. It was great to see Olin, talk about our summers and catch up, and then represent the Threads for the first time on the ice. It was really cool, throwing on the orange helmets and the gloves and all that stuff, and taking lots of pictures. So it was a long day, but it was a fun one.
What was their reactions from, you know, some of the other rookies in the league, just seeing them?
Yeah, I got on the ice. I was the first one, but I beat Olin out there, and everyone was just staring at me. I was like, I don't know if they like them, they don't, but I think they look sick. So just lots of eyes, and just, yeah, it was good.
Did you get to spend some time with your family throughout the summer? I mean, being back in Michigan and your training, I'm sure you got to see them.
Yeah, it was great. Love going back there, sleeping in my own bed, home-cooked meals. It's pretty tough to be with the whole fam all summer and just, you know, really soaking in and enjoy as much time as you can with them while you can in the summer. So it was really fun, and it was very much needed.
And you got to train with some bigger names. I know Alex Brinkett was one of those guys, but how was it learning from some of those professional players, you know, in your summer?
Yeah, it's great. Obviously, they played in the NHL for, you know, many years, and it's for a reason. It's because how hard they work on and off the ice, and getting to work out with those guys and skate with them. There's no surprise why they're in the NHL for so long and how well they do. And it was just great to bounce ideas off of them and, you know, compete their work ethic, match their work ethic, mm-hmm. In the gym and on the ice, and, you know, hopefully have a great year just like all those guys.
And getting some time on the links too.
Yeah, definitely working on the golf game this summer.
It seems like most of the guys have been, so that much, you'll fit right in on that end.
Classic hockey boy, summer off. Yeah.
One of the things that you were a part of this summer was a day in the life video, and I learned in that video that you wore Sam Colangelo's suit to on the plane for your first game in Vegas, heading to Vegas. And I asked him about it earlier, and it's just a funny thing how you didn't have a suit and
we don't have to broadcast that one.
Okay. It's okay. We don't have to recap it again.
No, it's all right. So I got a custom suit for my first game, and I was in Minnesota when it was getting finished up for Frozen Four, and I didn't want them to send it back to school and me not be there to pick it up. So I had them send it to my home back in Michigan, and I figured my whole family was going to be there. They could just bring it to me on game day, ready to go. So the day before, we fly to Vegas, and I had no idea you were supposed to wear a suit, nor was I told you were supposed to wear a suit. I thought it was just pro casual or something. And I'm putting on like a collared shirt and some dress pants, and Sammy goes like, "What are you wearing?" I'm like, "Oh, what, like, what do you mean? This is like, I'm going on the plane." He's like, "No, you need to wear a suit." I'm like, "Oh no, I didn't bring a suit. Like, this is gonna be great." I was like, "You gotta have an extra suit."
Yeah.
Don't you? He's like, "Yeah, I do." I was like, "All right, perfect." So I put them on. I mean, he's a big boy, so I put those pants on, and I was just swimming in them, and it was pretty funny. So I wore that for the first flight to the first game. So. And the pregame skate in the morning because I didn't see my mom or dad till after. So, yeah.
How many suits do you have now? Do you bring more suits with you?
Yeah,
you're ready to go.
I'll not let that happen again.
As far as getting back here to Orange County, you know, you've started to spend some time here, but are you getting, you know, more reacclimated to the area and just how the ins and outs are here at the facilities?
Yeah, a little bit. Obviously, being at the facilities most of your day, you kind of get a feel for it. But outside, a handful of us went to the beach yesterday and, you know, threw around football, just enjoyed the sun, and grabbed some dinner down there too. So been to a handful of restaurants and, you know, just meeting new guys and, you know, shooting the crap with them and talking, get to know them better. It's been good, and it's been an easier transition than, you know, somewhere else.
Is there anyone on the team that you're looking forward to learning from this season?
Yeah, I would say probably Killorn. Obviously, with the experience he's had and being in the league for so long, and obviously knows what it takes to win the Stanley Cup, is definitely someone we need to speak pretty loudly in our locker room off of pure experience, and I would love to learn a lot from him.
Do you have any goals set for yourself this year, or taking things how they come?
Yeah, I think just taking things how they come, just starting up rookie camp here, then going into training camp, hopefully all goes well and make the team, and just go from there and just do what I can to help the team win.
Well, Cutter, we're excited for you. It's great to have you back in Orange County, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Just a reminder that Gettle is the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell. We're joined now on Duck Stream by Jansen Harkins. Jansen, welcome to Anaheim. How has it been since you got here?
Beautiful. I mean, just driving down. I'm from Vancouver, so just West Coast. And yeah, being able to kind of be by the ocean and just by, you know, have the sun in the morning. And yeah, it's just really exciting to be here and obviously just meeting everybody. And yeah, just a an awesome few days.
You were saying not a lot of familiar faces for you. You pretty much brand new in that sense. But, you know, what have your initial thoughts been on just meeting some of the guys and the staff here?
It's been great. I mean, I just came in first day yesterday, so.
Oh, you're real new.
Yeah, really new. still trying to remember everyone's names and stuff like that. That's not my strong suit. But, yeah, it's just been awesome atmosphere. Everyone's got a lot of energy and fitness testing today. I've never really been a part of, you know, a bunch of guys just loving to be at the rink and just enjoying themselves. So it's definitely, it's been pretty special, you know, a couple hours today and yesterday. Just exciting, obviously, being here for the first time. And I'm just looking forward to getting camp underway and obviously getting a bit more familiar and hoping to kind of settle in quickly.
In joining Anaheim, you know, was it a surprise for you just signing with the Ducks and moving forward, you know, with this organization?
I don't know about surprise. I guess the best word, I mean, I'm just excited, really. Mm-hmm. Obviously.
A new opportunity.
New opportunity. And, yeah, I was in one organization from my draft up until last year. So, you know, obviously became very familiar with Winnipeg and the city there and everything that kind of comes with becoming a pro and living by yourself and, you know, going through all those ups and downs. And then last year, first time kind of moving around a little bit. And now this year, obviously signing here in Anaheim, it was just super exciting for me and my family and being able to kind of be on the West Coast and same time zone, easy flights, easy drives. And yeah, honestly, just couldn't be more excited to get started in here. And obviously the group is, you know, just right knocking on the door. So just hope to kind of come in and give some energy and try to kind of, you know, be a part of something that they're building here, which is super exciting.
What all do you know about the Ducks? I mean, you know, like I said, some new faces for you, but just how you can fit in to this group here.
Yeah, I would say using my speed and you know, being tenacious on the puck and just having the, you know, the desire and the want to win. I think being ready to compete, you know, night in, night out. I've been really fortunate to be on some great teams and play with a lot of really good players. And, you know, you just try to take what you can from those guys and just being able to kind of be a good pro. And that's just coming to the rink every day and just working hard and having a good attitude and obviously, you know, winning. I think everybody loves to win, especially you don't get to the NHL without, you know, having that passion to win. So just doing what I can to help the team and you know, have a good season here and, you know, just enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. I think that's something you kind of maybe you don't focus on all the time, but just being able to show up at the rink and enjoy it every day. And so far, I mean, being around these guys just for a few days, it seems like they got that down. Everyone's in great spirits. So just looking forward to having fun this year and that's pretty much it.
Seeing how it goes,
exactly.
Yeah.
You can't project too much.
For you, Jansen, who are you outside of hockey? What do you like to do? What are some of your hobbies, some things you like to enjoy in the off season when you can?
I mean, my off season's packed full. I think if there's one thing that's I like to be busy, I think that's something.
You and me both.
Yeah, my fiance gets on me trying to slow me down. My mom always asking me if I'm okay because, you know, I'm – moving a million miles per hour. But I think for me, just being busy, we got a 6-year-old dog, golden retriever. His name's Fox. He takes up a good chunk of my time and love him to death. And yeah, just getting outside. I mean, that's something we're looking forward to here. Obviously it's a different lifestyle than I've been used to. So I'm looking forward to, you know, being able to take your dog for a walk without putting on clothes for 20 minutes, bundling up. So that's something. And
take them to the beach.
Take them to the beach. I've surfed a good amount kind of
really?
Coming up. Not too much. The water's pretty cold in Canada, but been out to Tofino and Hawaii a few times. So I'm looking forward to seeing how I fare.
Checking out the waves here.
Yes, exactly.
Well, so. I have to tell you, head coach Greg Cronin is a surfer.
Is he?
So you guys can chat about that. He always loves talking about surfing.
Okay, that's good.
Easy
that's
in for you
that's
there.
That's a good in, yeah. Good to know.
Yeah, there's some good waves to surf in the area. But also in just getting here, you haven't been here too long, but just your initial reaction to seeing the facilities and just being in Orange County.
Yeah, I think like what I said at the very start, just beautiful. I think driving in, just a gorgeous drive down from Vancouver, and obviously stopping a few times and entering California. And I mean, I think this is a place that me and my family, we're just excited to be. I think the fit feels really good for us so far. And the facility, you know, coming, I didn't really know, honestly, I had no idea what to expect. I didn't know if there was a practice rink or whatever. Like I said, I haven't really met anybody or know many people here. So I didn't really get a good, preamble about kind of how it was. Mm-hmm. And I mean, showing up yesterday, I'm really impressed with the facility and excited to kind of get to the game rink at Honda and see what that's about. But overall, obviously beautiful area. It's nice to look outside and see the sun. And just looking forward to kind of meeting everybody, obviously meeting with some fans and getting to be a bit more, you know, just kind of live your life and getting to kind of interact with people outside the rink is important. So I think as time goes on, you know, we'll start to get a bit more comfortable that way. But yeah, so far so good.
I want to ask you a little bit about your background. I know your dad Todd played hockey and probably I would assume a influence in you getting into hockey, but what was that like growing up?
Thrusted right into hockey. I think I started skating at two. Didn't have much of a choice. I have an older brother, 2 years older, and so I had the skates to fit me and just put me out there. I don't want to call it skating. I guess I was just standing on the ice. But my dad played a long time, North America, Europe, and I got two brothers, so there's three boys, so lots of competition growing up with hockey and just having fun, you know, going on the ice and playing shinny or whatever, and obviously Vancouver is a good spot to grow up with hockey kind of everywhere. So weirdly enough, you know, none of my friends from high school played hockey, so
really?
I kind of had separate groups, my hockey friends and my high school friends. So for me it was great because I, you know, hockey is so much of my life. At the same time, I could kind of go to school and do other things. So I think hockey was obviously inevitable because of my dad, but at the same time, just kind of learning to love the game in your own way. You know, we all kind of have our own path, and my brothers didn't end up really playing, and now, you know, here I am. So it's exciting to kind of do that for myself and also for my family, and having them come down and watch me play is always special. So definitely a hockey household.
I thought it was really neat when I was doing some research on your background. Your father was in the movie Miracle.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Yeah. It's such an iconic movie, and to say, hey, that's my dad on the screen. How neat is that?
It's super cool. I got his poster hanging in my
really?
My house. I got my Miracle poster.
Oh, cool. Did he sign it too? You're like, hey,
no,
Dad.
No. That's the one, my keepsake from the movie.
Yeah.
But it's obviously I had the Miracle poster over my bed growing up, and I had my brother had all my dad's hockey jerseys, and I got it was the spare room, I guess, the visiting room, but or for people who come to stay, and then eventually I got upgraded from the bunks to that room. So all the memorabilia stayed. So I grew up with the Harlamov jersey, which is the character he played, and the Miracle poster. So I'd say me more than anybody, my family, it's kind of like embedded in me. And it was funny. Well, in junior, like we're on the bus all the time and we'd watch Miracle and I was telling everybody. I mean, everybody, I'm proud of it, you know.
Yeah.
I love the movie. So everybody who asks, I always, or if it comes up, I mention it. So yeah, he doesn't talk, but he... You know, he skates around and looks mean.
Yeah,
he's playing a Russian, so it's kind of funny.
Yeah, that is. Any acting aspirations for you?
For me, I wouldn't say for me. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm a hockey player.
Yeah, you're a hockey player for now. Yeah. It's funny because LA is so close, that Hollywood lifestyle and everything. But Orange County is a lot different, as you'll see in your time here.
I would say I'll keep my fiance can take up the acting if he wants. So I'm stick to hockey.
Well, Jansen, it's been great getting to know you. Welcome to Orange County and best of luck in the coming weeks.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Get your home cozy with Gettle Rejuvenation for just $129. We'll prep your HVAC for the season so you're ready to cheer on our Ducks. Call 866-671-9822 or visit Gettle.com/Ducks. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.